All right, welcome everybody to this Monday, April 2nd, public meeting, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners. I hope everybody had a wonderful Easter, and I want to welcome all of our young people here this evening. It's a great crowd. If everyone would please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Commissioner Titchener will lead us in the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you'd all bow for a word of prayer, please. Precious and loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day that you've given us. Lord, we thank you for all the children that are here and the many things that they've accomplished. Lord, we thank you for your guidance and the guidance of all their counselors. Lord, we just ask that you continue to be with them and guide them and direct them through our daily lives. We ask that you be with us here this evening as we go through our meeting. Guide us and direct us that we make decisions that are pleasing to you and good for the county and the citizens of this county. Lord, we just ask all this in thy most precious holy name. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Mr. Nolan, are there any additions, deletions of the public meeting agenda?
No, sir, there are not.
Hearing none, we have a motion to adopt the agenda for the next meeting. So we have a motion and a second.
Second.
Agenda approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, or questions about the minutes? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
A motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. The minutes are approved by mutual consent. It is our great pleasure to welcome several robotics teams to the meeting this evening to give out several proclamations. I think everybody's well aware that we've got a pretty robust robotics program. If you weren't before you walked in, you are now. And this is just a piece of all the different teams and all the different groups that we have involved in robotics. From the elementary school level all the way through to the high school. If you don't know, our high school team, which is both teams combined, both schools combined, are going to be competing at the end of the month in the world again in Detroit. And that doesn't happen by accident, and it doesn't happen without the hard work and dedication of all of the mentors that are involved in these robotics teams. And we're going to recognize the kids today, and rightfully so, and that's always a great pleasure of ours. But oftentimes, we sometimes forget about the mentors that work with those kids. And those kids wouldn't be as successful as they are without those mentors. So before I bring any of the teams up, if we could just give a round of applause to those that work with these kids. All right, so the way we'll do this is we're going to recognize three different teams here today. We're going to do them one at a time, and we have some proclamations for their accomplishments. I'll read them, and then if the members that are here, both the students and the mentors with that group, if you would come up and we'll get pictures up here. And then we'll allow anyone that wants to speak from that respective team to give a few comments, and then we'll move to the next group. So the first commendation we'd like to give out today is for iLego Team 3665. And they're getting a Board of Garrett County Commissioners commendation. April 2nd, 2018, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners commendation to iLego Team 3665, Maryland State First Lego League Championship 2018 Third Place Champions Award. We, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners and the citizens of Garrett County, are pleased to join together to extend our sincerest congratulations to iLego Team 3665 as the Third Place Maryland State FFL Championship Champions Award winner. ILEGO established an outstanding record of achievement in state, national, and international competitions. The Champions Award is given to the team that demonstrated the most measurable impact on the students, community, and schools, and best serves as a model for other teams. The skills students learn while participating in these events will equip them to handle future challenges and ensure success in life. These valuable lessons will truly make a difference in our future generations. We hereby bestow upon you, as a token of our esteem and gratitude for your outstanding achievement, this certificate of commendation. Signed by Commissioner Tishnell, Heimball, and myself. Congratulations, and come on up here.
Let's get pictures and then we'll let you talk. You guys want to say anything? A little bit about your team or anything else?
Turn around, Millie. Let them read our shirts. This has been our motto for this year. And our project goes right along with that. Right.
And this is the age group is?
5th grade to 8th grade.
Yeah. Cross county group, too. Yeah. Okay, great.
I don't know if everybody that's not involved realizes that when you talk about robotics, it actually involves a lot more than robotics in terms of presentation skills and problem solving, working as a team. It's a great, I think it's a great way to prepare for life and going to work and having, and even in college nowadays, a lot of the courses are focused on team projects. So you guys are off to a quick start.
Yes, they're an excellent group.
We're very proud of you.
Yeah. And we want to thank you for helping with the registration. That was very nice. We really appreciate the support.
Thank you.
Sure you want to talk?
They just want to get down.
Thank you.
All right, next up is team 3659. Don't everybody come up at once. As they're making their way up, if you want to come up behind us again. Next gen team 3659, Maryland State First LEGO League Championship winner 2018, first place champions award. We, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners and citizens of Garrett County, are pleased to join together to extend our sincerest congratulations to the Next Gen First LEGO Team 3659 for earning the First Place Champions Award at the Maryland State FFL Championship. Next Gen established an outstanding record of achievement in state, national, and international competition. The skills students learn while participating in these events will equip them to handle future challenges and ensure success in life. These valuable lessons will truly make a difference in our future generations. We hereby bestow upon you, as a token of our esteem and gratitude for your outstanding achievement, the certificate of commendation signed by Commissioner Tishnell, Heimball, and myself. Great job, guys, and congratulations. And Arlene, I'll hand that off to you.
Okay, you want to hold it there instead of both? Thank you very much.
There we go. Move this way.
Guys, if you can move forward, there you go.
There's so many of them.
Yeah.
Who should see them at competitions?
Yes.
Nothing about working iPhones.
Anybody have anything you guys would like to say?
Yes, we actually have a senior not singing junior.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Laura Hillscamp. I'm a sixth grader at Northern Middle School, and this is my first season on NextGen.
Before NextGen, I was on Route 40's first LEGO League team. This season, I learned a lot about product development and how we tested and improved on our innovative solution, the pick-me-up coaster. I have not only learned about engineering, I also learned life skills like teamwork and hard work. A year ago, I would have never volunteered to speak to you today. With the support of my coaches, I have developed more confidence in my abilities, and I am willing to push myself to try new things. Thank you for your time.
Hello, my name is Serena Lewis, and I'm on the FL Team NextGen. I'm also on the 4-H LEGO Robotics Challenge teams and the FTC Team G-Force. And I've learned so much through robotics. I've learned how to build, design, problem solve, program, but also present. I would have never been able to get up here and present like I'm doing right now hadn't it been for robotics. And also communicate and work as a team, because before this, I used to hate working as groups, and now I'm really a leader. And I love working in groups. With robotics, one wonderful thing is that not only do we learn these skills, but we also teach these skills to others. For example, with the tech camps, we help elementary school students learn basic technology concepts, and we share with them the experiences that we've had. It's nice because some of us have actually been through the tech camps, so we get to come back and really share the opportunities that we've been given. One other opportunity is the 4-H LEGO Robotics Challenge. So my brother Evan and I have two teams, and what's really wonderful is that these are elementary school students, and it's a sized down version of FLL, and we actually get to teach them the same principles in FLL, and they learn so much, and they get so excited just telling us what they've learned and showing their parents. It's so nice seeing them at the Maryland State Fair, being able to get up and present because of what we've taught them. I would say that's the most rewarding feeling I've gotten from robotics. What's nice about robotics is that it's helped shape who I am and who I want to be. I want to go to Stanford or MIT. I know that because I've visited colleges and I've learned about that. I also want to be an aerospace engineer at NASA. But the most important thing is that I want to coach my own FLL team and my own FTC team and be a club leader for my own 4-H club because of all the experiences that I've gained. So I would like to thank the community for all their generous support, and I would also like to thank you guys for having us here today and the coaches for all their devotion to teaching the next generation of students. So thank you.
Where do you live?
I live in York County, so I guess.
I'm trying to find out if you're in Paul's district or whose district.
Sounds like
you're going to be a county commissioner.
You went to MIT, didn't you?
Yeah. MIT of the South.
Anyone else?
Thank you.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Guys.
Thank
very
you.
Well
yeah.
Thank you.
Shake yeah. Hands. It's
fine. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the support. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
It's like one group out and another group. All right, and next up is GACO Team 1629.
Some of you move back to
he won't bite you.
Here, be closer to
him. No, we have to.
We actually have two commendations for Team 1629. One was for the Central Maryland Chesapeake FRC District Qualifier, which was 2 weeks ago, where they were the winning alliance captain and chairman of the award winner, which got them to this past weekend for the Chesapeake District FRC Championship, where they won the chairman's award, and that's now the next stop will be Detroit. I'll read one of these. They basically say the same thing, and then turn it over to you guys, because I know you guys like to talk. April 2nd, 2018, Board of Garrett County Commissioners commendation to GACCO Team 1629, Chesapeake District FRC Championship 2018 Chairman's Award winner. We, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners and the citizens of Garrett County, are pleased to join together to extend our sincerest congratulations to GACCO Team 1629 as Chairman's Award winner at the Chesapeake District FRC Championship. GACCO Team 1629 has established an outstanding record of achievement in competitions. The skills the students learn while participating in these events will equip them to handle future challenges and ensure success in life. These valuable lessons will truly make a difference in our future generations. We hereby bestow upon you, as a token of our esteem and gratitude for your outstanding achievement, this certificate of commendation signed by Commissioner Titchell, Heimbaugh, and myself. And I will tell you, I've been fortunate enough to go to a lot of these competitions, and it doesn't matter where we're at, people know 1629 from all over the country. So that's a testament to this group, but also the several years that came before them. And a lot of these guys that helped have helped the entire time. So we appreciate that. We congratulate you. I'll hand this off to you, and who's going to speak?
Patrick. Everybody's passing the buck.
I'll let Patrick talk in just a second.
All right.
I do want to take this opportunity to thank everybody. I do want to recognize our seniors this year: Patrick Lee, Southern Garrett; Tori Miske, Southern Garrett; and besides Tori, we have Dawson Beitzel. And I remembered your names. For as long as I have, sometimes I still forget names. But Dawson is a senior at Northern Garrett. I'm going to miss these guys so very much. With all of the seniors that have gone on. Our alumni do mentor teams very successfully. We have a young lady who actually now runs the Pittsburgh Regional, who was named Volunteer of the Year by FIRST for her volunteer effort there. So quite proud of our alumni as well. Along with our mentors, they're just a great group of fellows and young ladies who couldn't do without. When I describe our program to people from outside of the county, it's something that could only happen in Garrett County. The volunteer effort, how we work together, it's a perfect storm situation. How you guys have helped us out, commissioners, it makes me feel good, so thank you. And I think it makes you guys feel good too, doesn't it? Patrick, you have anything to say?
Maybe just one thing. We like to say that everything that our team does is based off of a vision that we have of having STEM-ready kids in Garrett County. And I want to thank everyone in this room and everyone in Garrett County for helping us to achieve that vision. It wouldn't be possible without the support of every single person who supports us. And the incredible level of support we've gotten from people all over our county is, it's amazing. I know teams out there who get almost no support from their school system or from their county government or from just their community in general. And to have that is truly a blessing, so thank you.
We still need to get a good picture.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all right. If you can't see the camera, the cameras can't see you. So, Mr. Beeman, we can't see you. All right.
If anybody needs to come up to get closer, go ahead.
Okay.
They're still snapping.
Sorry, guys.
Yes.
Well, everything from this point on probably a little anticlimactic.
I said I'll come on up first.
All right, we do have one more proclamation, and this is for National Public Health Week. And I see lots of people from the health community here in Garrett County in attendance. The proclamation for National Public Health Week, April the 2nd through the 8th, 2018, whereas over the past 50 years, the United States has achieved significant increases in life expectancy and reductions in the incidence of injury, disability, and disease, whereas over the 30 additional years of life expectancy we have gained since the turn of the century, the public health approach is credited with the majority, approximately 25 years of improvements in our health status and expanded life expectancy. Whereas public health succeeds by identifying and addressing patterns of disease, illness, and injury in populations. Whereas the use of population-based strategies for disease and injury prevention, public health has contributed to the decline in illness and injury, including heart disease and stroke, tobacco-related diseases, infectious diseases, and motor vehicle and workplace injuries. Whereas National Public Health Week provides the focused opportunity for the public and public health professionals to learn about public health concerns and success stories which are vital to healthy communities, such as immunizing against infectious disease, maintaining good nutritional standards, and providing good prenatal care. Whereas the National Public Health Week theme for 2018 is Changing Our Future Together. Whereas the Garrett County Health Department is an accredited health department by the National Public Health Accreditation Board. This serves as a message to health partners in the community at large that the health department meets national standards and shows a commitment to continuously improve health department services. Now, therefore, we, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, proclaim April the 2nd through the 8th, 2018, as National Public Health Week in Garrett County and commend this observance to all of our citizens, signed by Commissioners Heimball, Pichnell, and myself. And Diane Lee, you receiving the proclamation?
Actually, there's a whole bunch of us. I'm taking pictures.
Like, come on up.
That's why I hold the camera. There's plenty of others.
Hi, Carol Bass.
I will keep this very short and sweet.
We'll give this to you.
We would never have chosen to come after Nacker.
Yeah.
We planned on being here last week, but got bumped to this week. And we will not try to prove that we're smarter than fifth graders. At least speaking for myself, those are some smart kids out there. And so we're really happy. It's really an honor and a privilege to go after that group. What I would like to do, though, is with our staff here, if they could just go through and give their name and what department or unit they work in, just so you get an understanding of the kind of the depth and breadth of the health department. So we can start.
Steve Sherrard, Environmental Health.
I'm Lori Filsinger-Miller. I'm a home health physical therapist.
Les McDaniel, Behavioral Health.
Cherie Reckner, Home Health.
Shelley Argerbright, I work in the health. Population Health Unit, and I'm also the Accreditation Coordinator.
Mary Vaughn, I'm in Home Health, Physical Therapy.
Katie Welch in Early Care Programs.
Bob Stevens, Health Officer, the new Rodney.
Carol Bass, I work with WIC.
Brenda Sisler, Health Education and Outreach.
Hey there, Fred Pulse with the Behavioral Health Authority Local Management Office of the Health Department.
And we have some postcards, and Mary has some of those here that just, they have a what's called a Wordle on the back of that that just gives you kind of an understanding of some of the different programs and activities that the health departments support. And we'll give those out to the audience here as well.
So what's that called?
That is called a Wordle or a word cloud.
Mm-hmm.
A Wordle. Learned something new today.
I'm sure it'll be very valuable to me someday.
It'll come up on Jeopardy.
You can get on and make your own. Go to Drawdle.com and you can make your own. You can put your own words in there.
Oh boy.
Could you be a lot shorter.
What was that for my campaign? No, no, no. I would do it at home.
I would.
All right, let's.
I think Diane should be in these pictures.
Yeah. And I'm Diane Lee, Public Information Officer.
Yes, she. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And I think it's worth repeating that Garrett County Health Department is nationally accredited, which isn't something that a lot of health departments are. So it's a tremendous testament to the work that those guys do over there. We're glad to have you. Okay, next item on the agenda is a resolution 2018-1 for the 2018 Garrett County tax sale date and time. Resolution number 2018-1, a resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Garrett County, Maryland, a body politic and corporate and governing body of Garrett County, Maryland, for the purpose of setting the date and time of tax sale under 14-808 of the Tax Property Article of the Annotated Code of Maryland. Basically, this says that in accordance with provisions of the Act, the Board does hereby set the date and time of the county tax sale to be held on Friday, June 8th, 2018 at 10 o'clock a.m. at the Garrett County Commissioners Public Meeting Room, 203 South 4th Street, Room 209, Courthouse, Oakland, Maryland, 21550. Any questions about the resolution? We have a motion to adopt resolution 2018-1.
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion, second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution passes. Okay, next up on the agenda, Garrett County Department of Planning and Land Development, GIS Division. JB, what do you got for us?
This is a bringing resolution to change a small piece of what is Hooker Street and Deer Park to Charles Lane. It's actually something that was voted on by the town of Deer Park long ago, and the information was either lost or just not given to the county about that change. And so it's basically, Jim often asks, if this is going to change anyone's address, this is actually going to change our records to match someone's address. So I saw the driver's license. It says Charles Lane on it, but we have no record of Charles Lane, and this will create Charles Lane Deer Park.
Questions? All right. Do we have a motion to approve the name change from Hooker Street to Charles Lane and Deer Park?
Motion to accept.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir. All right. Next up, Garrett County Purchasing Department. Brian, what do you got for us?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have two bid awards for your consideration today. First being appraisal services. This is for fee simple construction and revertible easements for the upcoming Glendale Road realignment project. The county accepted bids on Thursday, February 15th, received a total of 10 responses. You had the opportunity to review the bid tab submitted previously. The recommendation at this point is to award a contract to Treffer Appraisal Group for $9,925 for completion of these appraisals. There's an appropriation in this current year fiscal budget of $10,000 to cover this within the economic development budget. Do you have any questions for me on that?
We'll taking both together.
Okay. The final one today is for a prefabricated steel bridge. This is to replace Sangren Road Bridge number 59. The county accepted bids on February 22nd. We received a total of 3 responses. The recommendation is to award the bid to U.S. Bridge, a total amount of $48,892. There is an appropriation in the budget this current fiscal year for $40,000, and a budget amendment is underway at this time to cover that shortfall. Any questions on that?
Is our bridge crew building this bridge, installing this bridge?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none, can we get a motion to approve bid number 18-0215 and bid number 18-0222?
So moved.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Both bids accepted. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, next up, yes, ma'am.
Could you elaborate a little bit on the Glendale Road project, the importance of that? And
Dwight?
Yeah, Dwight, come on back here.
We're picking up.
Young lady has a question here.
I didn't hear.
It's on Glendale Road.
Is there a timetable for getting this done, this realignment?
Yes, it's pretty well set other than the acquisition of the properties. We have 23 parcels that we have to seek. An agreement for the right of way. As Brian mentioned, some of them are construction, they're revertible, other ones are permanent fee simple easements. Once that is done, we would probably be looking at about 90 days after we secure the right of way to bid and award the property. If you're going to ask if it's this year, it's possible. If all the property owners, when this gentleman or the firm that got the appraisal award completes them and we go to them and everybody agrees to take, we're going to request a donation, meaning they'll be able to write off the appraised amount on their taxes. If not, then you know we'll have to negotiate further. But if everybody would be very responsive, all the property owners, it's possible it would be could be advertised as in August.
Is that to widen the road?
No.
The bridge or what's the...
No, this section is portion is mainly from Zadok to 219. It's to take out the second curve. We took out the first curve. This will take out the second curve. It will there'll be a little bit of widening at the entrance with 219 in order to improve turning lanes. And new entrances will be constructed into the north and south parcel of the front Glendale and 219. No widening for the main travel, just some extra lanes added right at the intersection.
Okay.
But it could potentially help with access to those two lots that are undeveloped.
Exactly. They will be getting new entrances to those lots.
So that's Zadok Road, the 219. You said it was Zadok Road.
It's a little bit past Zadok, but
it's that short turn. We're going to straighten that out.
Right. Have any of the 23 been acquired yet, or are you working on all of them?
No, we just now got the...
this bid tonight, Jim, is what allowed that process to move forward.
Thank you.
We're required to obtain... We have to follow federal laws in property acquisition, and we have to get appraisals first.
We've got federal grant money, therefore we fall under federal procurement law. This has actually been around for a while.
That's what I thought, but
and,
I remember.
We've been pushing Kevin, who's been pushing Dwight, who's been pushing everyone else to move this along, because it has sat for a while. We've talked about this actually for the 3.5 years we've been here, mainly for safety concerns, but it does provide a little better access and maybe can help with some economic development there.
Development of those lots, right?
Yeah, so that's what's going on.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Blake.
It's important.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, next up is Garrett Transit. Mike?
Yes, thank you. My name's Mike Hill. I'm the director of Garrett Transit. Just a quick rundown of our status over the last year. We've received 11 new buses in the past year, replacing ones that are past their useful life benchmark that's set up by the Federal Transit Administration. We currently have a fleet of 39 vehicles, and 23 of those being the transit buses, the white buses that you see on the road. We have recently hired 2 full-time and 1 substitute driver in the past year, which brings our total number of employees to 32, and 23 of those are drivers. In FY17, we transported 99,550 passengers, a total of 922,460 miles. I'm here today to present the annual transportation plan grant application to the commissioners, which they've seen part of and did the signatures and everything. But this is application for state and federal funding through the Maryland Department of Transportation, Maryland Transit Administration. It's a online application to them, a copy that we usually bring in here to make everybody aware of that. The funds for this year, the operational assistance that's requested through these programs totals $2,249,954, of which $1,746,854 is federal and state money. The remainder of that is a county and local match. The capital requests that we're putting in for this year is a total of $419,944, of which $377,950 of that is federal and state money. That'll be utilized to purchase 2 replacement vehicles this year, 2 of our buses, and for preventive maintenance on our fleet that I mentioned. So that is, been occupying, the last few months getting this ready. Also, Dwayne, I think, wants to talk a little bit about, we're still in the midst of our medical assistance transportation grant and what the situation involved. Dwayne knows a lot about that. I said I've been here like 14 months now, and I've lived that every day. I think we talk about medical transportation because the state's not, exactly sure what direction they're going to go in. But that, it's an ongoing thing that we're trying to, they're trying to get solved, and then, we'll do our part in that. So,
not to take too much time, Mike.
That's fine.
Is all your transportation like predetermined routes, people can call, right?
It's actually the opposite of that. We're totally demand response transportation, meaning someone calls in and can be picked up, right at their door. It's door-to-door service to work, to a medical appointment, to get their hair done, to go to Walmart, to pharmacy or whatever they need to do. So we actually don't have any fixed routes at all. I know over the years, and Dwayne could maybe touch on this a little bit, but we've tried it in the past. Yeah. They ran the Oakland Shuttle, I think they called it, several years ago, but it just the rural situation that we're in, and there's really no, to build a bus stop, it's too hard for people to get to. They can't just walk down the sidewalk and get to, many people can't.
And do the passengers pay anything for
that? Yes, local, the public part of it, or the private pay part of it, what I mentioned, going to work, going to Walmart, whatever. It's in Oakland, which is up to a 16-mile radius, is a $2 one-way fee. It expands out from that, based on miles, from here.
But the trips to Cumberland or Morgantown to the doctor, people pay for those?
Well, the medical side of it, if they're Medicaid eligible, then they do not pay. We're paid through the state for that. But and a private trip to Cumberland, for instance, is like $50 one way if someone needs to get down there for some reason. But a lot of those trips are medical, which if they're Medicaid, there's no fee to the to the rider themselves.
Mike, you might want to also talk a little bit about the expansion of hours that they create.
Yes, yes, we have done that October 1st, I believe. We expanded our hours from 7 in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening. It was always at 4:30. We, you know, kind of closed the office, didn't answer the phone. Lines were recorded after that. Then we got back to somebody the next morning. But now we are open and available. We'll have driver, you know, bus on the road till 6 o'clock. That just kind of frees people up, especially the ones going to work that might have worked till 5 o'clock. And always before they had to find their own way home or, you know, something like that. So we have expanded that, and it's gradually catching on. I mean, it wasn't a, you know, we didn't get real busy right away, but there are people that are utilizing those later hours, or especially calling in later to set up something for the next day instead of having to wait till the next morning or leave a message or something. So that seems to be catching on, seems to be working pretty well.
Dwayne, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I just don't, this is in Bob's back here. He knows more about it now than I do. But the medical transportation, there's been an ongoing issue with medical transportation in terms of how Medicaid will pay. And in part, it was a contradiction between federal rules, between two sets of federal rules. And what was happening is that the state was interpreting the federal rule to say they can't pay more for medical transportation than our passengers do. The fee that passengers do, which would be, it's like 12 cents on the mile, and it costs us like $2.20 a mile to do it, so we couldn't handle it. So there's been ongoing conversation, and at the end of the day, Bob and I met with Secretary Neal in George's office. They basically said, we're gonna see if we can set aside some money that we will just grant to you, and then we will use that to test different ideas. So if I understand it now, they're going to be paying us for the fare that passengers pay, and then use this money as a backup to see how much it might cost or what that difference is, and then use that information to do rural medical transportation the rest of Maryland. And you know, we've had a number of meetings and phone conversations with both the former secretary and now with Bob Neal. So Bob, you're back here. You were on the phone with Dennis, right?
Yes. I think Dwayne pretty much covered it, but I just want to let you know that every rural community in the state is facing the same type of situation we're in. And, you know, we are in that situation because of the federal rules. And so they were trying to find a fix. And so they're going to use Garrett County as the pilot because ours was the one that really demonstrated the most why we needed to do this. And so, you know, Dwayne showed a lot of leadership with that, and as well as Senator Edwards really helped out with of making the arrangements with the secretary. So we're really hopeful that we're going to be able to continue to have, you know, a high quality medical and transportation system in the community, because without this pilot grant, honestly, I don't know how it would continue, and it would really jeopardize the entire transportation system in the county.
So one of the things that we really worked at hard is that we're trying to integrate all our revenue streams in terms of transportation, whether it's Head Start, Meals on Wheels, or medical transportation in this one system. And that's the only way, you know, once you start pulling the strings out, then the whole thing disaggregates, and for rural transportation, that's one of the necessary things to consolidate all this. So that was part of the conversation with the secretary in terms of their contract. And their money, the state's money, runs through our local Department of Health and then comes down to the community action.
Okay. Questions? Anything else, Mike?
No, I think so. Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys very
much.
Thank
you.
No. Yeah, because they're not asking us. But he needs to do that. Okay, that concludes the public meeting agenda for tonight. Are there any questions or comments from the public? Yes, sir.
I think I heard it correctly. The tax sale date and time is when, please?
Friday.
June 8th.
10 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? All right, hearing none, we have a motion to adjourn the meeting. All right, that concludes the public meeting portion of tonight. At 5 o'clock, slightly before that, we will hold the budget presentations for some of our funding agencies. So let's take a couple minute break here. And if anybody needs anything, I know people are rolling in now from your respective groups. If you need the PowerPoint set up, let's try to work all that stuff out now so we can hit the ground running.
I think
Allison
had a question.
Allison, did you have a question? Did you raise your hand and I ignored you?
No, it's fine.